Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to a new study, taking sleeping pills increases the risk of dying by as much as 4 times, even for those who take the drugs less than 18 times a year. The drugs are also associated with a significantly increased risk of cancer. Researchers tracked 10,500 people who had varying health conditions who were prescribed sleeping pills for an average of 2.5 years. The drugs included popular medications like Ambien, Lunesta, and Sonata. These patients were then compared with over 23,500 people who were matched for age, sex, lifestyle habits, and health issues who had not been prescribed the drugs. The subjects who were prescribed up to 18 doses of drugs per year were 3.5 times more likely to die as those who didn't take any. Those prescribed between 18 and 132 doses a year were 4 times more likely to die. 132 doses per year or more caused 5 times more likely chance of death. This seems to indicate a dose-dependent toxic effect of these drugs, and the associations held true for all age groups but were particularly pronounced in people who were between the ages of 18 and 55. The researchers also reported that those taking the highest number of doses of the drugs were 35% more likely to be diagnosed with cancer, and that this association could not be due to pre-existing health conditions which were controlled for. The authors stated that the study shows association, not cause and effect, and this is a very important distinction. The most likely cause of this association, in my opinion, is that inability to sleep, or sleep disorders in general, are indicative of an underlying health condition. Medicine, unfortunately, revolves around treating symptoms, not causes, so while the sleeping pills address the symptom, not sleeping, they don't address the underlying condition, which continues to get worse while the person snoozes away in a medicated state. And this is one of the big issues that we face in medicine all the time, is people feeling better while they actually get worse. The researchers suggested that alternatives to sleeping pills should be considered, stating that it's time to reconsider, quote, whether even the shortest-term use of hypnotics is, as given qualified approval in the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence guidance, is sufficiently safe. Well, as it turns out, more and more research is showing that the use of most drugs outside of emergency situations is turning out to be unsafe and unwise. Most of these drugs have terrible track records in terms of efficacy, and I think we're conducting a grand clinical trial in the American public by prescribing the drugs in combinations never tested prior to release for periods of time never contemplated in the applications for approval, and that's showing that the drugs aren't safe either. So if you have a medical condition that is ongoing, change your goal from management of your symptoms to getting rid of your health issue. And if the healthcare provider that you are working with hasn't helped you to resolve your issue, consult with someone else. Get with somebody who can solve your problem. Because increasingly, evidence just shows that medicating away symptoms of the issue does not result in health improvement for people at all. That's all for now, and have a great day.